Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Today, in celebration of the new year, we're sharing a very special episode of our bonus series, Imagication, where Peter has a pretty passable Australian accent and leads listeners through a very special creative visualization exercise to celebrate the year that's ending and the new one to come. For the full episode, join Creator Club today and enjoy exclusive bonus episodes, ad-free versions of regular episodes, discounts, and exclusive access to events with Story Pirates podcast hosts. Grown-ups, go to storypirates.com/podcast to learn more. And if you want to keep the New Year's celebrations going, we're putting on a free virtual improv comedy show based on kids' ideas on New Year's Eve. And Peter just might be making an appearance. RSVP at storypirates.com/podcast. And now, here's a preview of Imagication Happy New Year edition. Enjoy!
Hello. I didn't see you there. Welcome back to my gurgling stream. I'm Peter, with an at times passable, but mostly wildly inconsistent Australian / New Zealand accent. Why do I have this accent? It's still undetermined. Lee said I had to. And since then, every time I bring it up, he just points at me and says, "Do the accent." And slowly walks out of the room. It's very creepy. I've stopped asking. Anyway, I'm Peter, and I'm here to help you take your imagination on a vacation. An Imagication. Today, I have a very special episode of Imagication for you. It's the New Year's edition, and would you look at that? It's timed perfectly for the new year. I actually didn't even plan it that way. It's just a crazy coincidence. Now, normally, during the new year, people like to do two things. First, they like to think back on the year previous, all the good things and annoying things, and say, "All right, year, that was a doozy. Thanks for stopping by." And second, people like to look forward to the coming year and think about all the great things they're going to do with their friends and family in the future. Here at Imagication, we do something sort of like both of those things. Except, well, frankly, it's a bit weirder. Now, Before we start, it's time to get comfortable. Find yourself a comfy chair or a bed, anywhere you feel safe and comfy. All right, now close your eyes and take a deep breath. In through your nose. And out through your mouth. Let's try that a couple more times before we start our imagination. In and out. In and out. All right. I'm feeling relaxed. I want you to start by imagining, with your mind's eye, a place that you visited in the last year. Maybe it's at your school, or your house, or maybe it's somewhere you went on vacation. Maybe it's even a special secret place that only you know about. Are you there yet? Okay. Now, I want you to look around at all the things that you might see in that place. As you see them, point them out to yourself in your own head. Hey, there's my desk, you might say. It looks about right. Now, I want you to notice how your other senses feel. Is this place warm? Cold? Do you hear anything? Maybe it has a bit of a smell. For example, my room on the ship always smells like beans. That's because it's right above Rolo's Coffee House and Bean Emporium. He's basically cooking beans 24 hours a day. You smell my clothes, you'd think I was a bean. One time Lee said to me, "Hey, where you been?" And I took it personally. I was offended. Till I realised he just was emphasising bin in a weird way. "So where you been?" I thought he was... Anyway, I'm not a bean. I'm Peter. Anyway, back to the place where you are. What's the light look like? Is it morning? Or is it in the middle of the night? Take in as many details as you can about how it feels right now. Now, I want you to think about how you feel in the place you're in. Does it make you feel happy, or sad, or a completely unrelated third way? Maybe bemused, befuddled, bewildered, Bescared? That's not a word. Beskiddy? Completely lost track of my thoughts now. Emotions? Baffled. Blundering. Bumbling. Sorry. Got dramatically lost right there. Just gonna find my way back to the point. Right, whatever that emotion is, I want you to take a minute and really feel that thing. Go ahead and really feel that emotion. Wrap yourself up in it. Say, "Hello, emotion," whether it's nice or a little bad. Just give a little handshake. Say, "Nice to see ya." And then say, "Goodbye." There it goes. Your new emotion friend is waddling away. All right. Now, it's time to get a little bit weird. Just, you know, for fun. Staying in the place that you are, with all of the real things that you see, smell, and hear, I want you to add something really unexpected to that place. Like a dancing cheetah. Ooh, hello, cheetah. Nice moves, mate. Now, normally I'd be afraid of a cheetah, But today, this cheetah is doing a little soft shoe, which, if I'm not mistaken, means he's doing a little tap dance. Why would a soft shoe have tappy taps on it, right? Seems contradictory. Are the hard shoes? The hard shoe tap dancing? Well, that'd be more slap dancing. Well, maybe this cheetah is slap dancing. Don't know what that means, but you can imagine whatever you think that is. Anyway, that cheetah's really dancing up a storm, isn't he? Oh, I think you switched styles. I think you would refer to this now as breakdancing. Ah, now that's the worm. Now he's doing the robot. Now he's doing the rowboat. Now he's doing the sharpened cat. Oh, cheetah's doing the floss. But he's somehow doing the floss with both sets of legs. Which doesn't make sense. Because all four of his legs are swinging. I'm not sure what's holding him up. I guess it's a weird sort of a magication physics. Where he's just floating because he wants to. We don't question it. A floating cheetah doing the double floss. Tell you right now, he's flossing twice as much as I do daily. But don't tell my dentist. That's a dental hygiene joke right there. I thought it was pretty good. All right. But now it's time to leave the past. Let's say goodbye to your place. And definitely say goodbye to that cheetah. Bye, cheetah. Decided your name is Gregory. Now that we're leaving. Bye, Greg. He prefers Gregory. He prefers the full name, Gregory. Wow, he just ran away very fast. Not surprising. As he is the fastest land animal on this planet Earth. Oh, look at this. We're back at our gurgling stream because it's time for you to go someplace else. This time, we're going to the future.
Okay, so that's it for this preview of Imagication Happy New Year edition. For the full episode, join Creator Club today and enjoy exclusive bonus episodes, ad-free versions of regular episodes, discounts, and exclusive access to events with Story Pirates podcast hosts. And if you want to keep the New Year celebration going, we're putting on a free virtual improv comedy show based on kids' ideas on New Year's Eve. And guess what? Peter is definitely showing up. I'll just tell you that right now. RSVP today at storypirates.com/podcast. From all of us at Story Pirates, Happy New Year. Thanks for bringing us into your homes and creative lives. We couldn't appreciate more how incredible each and every one of you are. We'll be back in January with more full episodes of the Story Pirates podcast. Until then, stay creative and stay kind. Bye!